Hey, Rob, what do you feel like you could do now that maybe you weren't confident that you could do this time a year ago?
Definitely be the best leader that I could be. Because the freshmen coming in, we're going to need them to play big minutes if we plan on going far. So I feel like I can step in the lead more than I could last year.
Physically on the floor, what do you think you could – when you decided to come back, what were some of those areas of improvement that you wanted to focus on?
I'm improving the jump shot, just left hand, being able to take it off the rebound, start the fast break, and I've been working on that all summer, so I feel like I'm definitely ready to take it on.
How much better is that jump shot, and how far can you take it out?
It's better. It's getting there. And the rebound, I'm pushing it, point forward.
Nice.
Point forward, yeah, it's getting there.
Is Billy, he's okay, you shooting from beyond the arc a little bit?
He gives me a couple of them, you know. As long as I work on it, though, as long as it's a good shot, he's with it, so.
Would a 15-footer from Rob Williams this year be considered a good shot?
Definitely. That's cash. You count it.
Are you ready to head to Germany and take on West Virginia?
I'm definitely ready. I'm ready to begin the season. It's a great place to start the season. Ready to begin. I feel like we can do great things this season. We got
a
bright future.
Germany?
Never.
No.
Never.
How confident are you at the point guard spot?
Too confident. You know, we got JJ, Dwayne, we got the freshmen that came in, so I feel like we're stacked as far as guard spots go.
Looks like you and Tyler and some of the bigger guys kind of slimmed up a little bit. Was that a focus in the weight room this year at all?
Yeah, well, Tyler came back a new person. He did it on his own. I don't know. I was more focused on sort of gaining weight, gaining muscle, losing fat, and I feel like that's what I did. But Tyler, he improved. Tony improved. All those big men, we just know we have to get in shape. Because we're the core of the team.
What's the goal with this team? How big do you think you have to be this year?
San Antonio good. Definitely San Antonio good. We feel like we have it. We just have to stick together. We feel like we can compete with anyone. And those are our beliefs. You just got to have faith.
What do you think will be the biggest difference to making y'all team that can go from what, 16 or 15 to being a San Antonio good team?
Definitely sticking together through it all. You know, last year, going through losses, we sort of fell apart, you know, as a team, but we just have to stick together, coaches and players. Just trust each other, hold each other accountable, and feel like we can do it.
Last year, you started kind of under the radar, but you're not going to be under the radar this year. What changes do you got to make to your game now?
I just got to be alert that everyone knows me now. I'm not a freshman anymore. I'm not a newcomer. They know me. They know my style of play. I just got to improve the weak spots, like I said, and just keep it going.
Are there any freshmen that you've seen that you think can make at least some of the impact that you did as a freshman?
I mean, I'm a special guy, in my opinion, but it's a lot of good freshmen out there. I'm ready to see the talent, ready to play against the talent. I'm hopefully see somebody that can match up to me. In my opinion, I'm it.
I was kind of thinking about the guys on this team. Has anybody impressed you, some of these newcomers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. All the freshmen impressed me. Of course, skill-wise, but work ethic, too. They haven't given in. I know how hard it was my freshman year. It was nice. I wanted to call my mom, you know. It's terrible, Mom, but they haven't given in. You just got to keep leading them.
What do you expect from Flag? He's obviously got a body for it right away.
Flag is producing extra for us already. As far as leading, even seniors, you know, leading sophomores, seniors, juniors, stepping up in the weight room, on the court, off the court, doing the right thing, just taking control.
Tony, you got a question?
What do you think about Tony getting his Aggie ring?
I cried. I honestly cried the day he got his Aggie ring. It was near and dear to my heart, definitely. After 8 years.
Why did you cry?
Why did I cry? It's a big accomplishment for my brother, man. A big accomplishment. Everyone wants to get the Aggie ring. And being a part of the Aggie Network is a family, you know. So it's a big accomplishment.
Will you get that Aggie ring?
Hopefully. Hopefully. I hope to pursue my Aggie ring. I hope to pursue it, honestly.
When you're going through the process last year in the NBA, what were you hearing where you would have been drafted, and how high would it have taken for you to not come back to Anna, or was it not going to be anything?
I mean, it's to one point where if you just at a certain level, you got to go, but I just felt like I had to grow more. Like I said, I had to improve my game. I had to improve more mentally. You know, NBA stands for no boys allowed, so I had to get ready.
Where were you being told you might be drafted? What was the highest, like, a team?
Like I said, like, 8, mm-hmm. 9, that was the highest. But I felt like I deserved more than that also, so that's what I came back
What's
for.
What's your goal for this year?
#1 pick. Definitely. #1 pick. And hopefully open the portal for more of my teammates to enter the draft too.
So Tyler's going to be #2? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He got it. It's his. He got to work for it. He got it. Both of us do.